This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. Major speeches in Australia, House of Parliament, blasting Israel's handling of the Malka Lifer issue. I'm not surprised about this. Tell us.
So it's just taken the whole issue to another level. So the motion was put by Dave Sharma, whose name we've mentioned before. Dave is a member of Parliament. He's a government MP, but pertinently, he was Australia's ambassador to Israel for 4 years until about 3 or 4 years ago. Has come back to Australia, stood for Parliament, got elected, and is now actually in a former Prime Minister's seat, Malcolm Turnbull's seat. And this is the motion that he put, and I'll read it very quickly. Notes that the House notes that Malka Lifer, former principal of Adas Israel Girls School in Melbourne, left Australia in 2008 as child sexual abuse allegations against her surfaced, reaffirms the formal extradition request filed by Australia in 2014, requesting she be returned to face 74 charges of child sex abuse, acknowledges the bravery of her alleged victims, and names some of these alleged victims, further notes that over 5 years have elapsed and over 60 court hearings held in Israel since the extradition request was lodged without significant progress, expresses regret or concern of the numerous attempts to prevent and delay her facing justice in Australia, and calls for her immediate extradition to face 74 charges. Of course, Malka Lifer is innocent until proven guilty, but what Dave Sharma goes on in a long speech in the House of Parliament is to point out how he was the ambassador in Israel, the ambassador for Australia, who was directly involved in lodging this extradition process. So he has a first-hand, not only recollection, but vested interest in it. He also quotes the fact that a psychiatric panel has led to a conclusion that she is able, mentally able to stand trial and that she should be. And then he says that very significantly, he endorses comments of current Israeli ambassador to Australia. And then he says, and this is a very powerful statement here, as a friend to Israel, I can only advise that this case is causing harm to Israel-Australia relations. It is doing damage to Israel's reputation as a country governed by the rule of law. It's important that Israel knows at all levels that this is an important case for Australia. It's one that's having increasingly an impact on bilateral relations, how Israel is viewed and perceived, and one we will not let rest until we see her extradited to face justice in Australia. And that is just Dave Sharma's speech. And then he's followed with a motion is seconded by Josh Burns, a Jewish member of Parliament from Melbourne, also on the Labour side, who gives a long speech, followed by two more Jewish MPs, Julian Lisa, another government MP, and then a guy, Dr. Mike Friedlander, another Labour MP, all of them, three Jewish MPs who spoke, and yet more MPs as well. So certainly elevating this issue, putting it front and center in the Australian political discourse. And as Dave Sharma says, it's just impacting Australia-Israel relations, and it's just not a good look at all, obviously.
No, it really, really isn't, and quite incredible. You know, and as you're saying, you know, of course, innocent until proven guilty, that's fine up to a point if the person does everything they can to actually avoid going to court, then I think at some point that presumption. I mean, obviously, we can't say that they're absolutely guilty, but that can be tapered or measured just a little bit, because it has taken years, and it's still they are still fighting and not even coming to prove innocence.
And then, as has been reported, Israeli police have recommended that the health minister in Israel be investigated for possibly obstructing justice, obstructing this whole extradition process. So that's a recommendation from the Israeli police themselves. So it is a problem, and with no solution on the immediate horizon.
No, it's an absolute disgrace in my view. Israeli President Rivlin heading down Nanda. That's a great story.
So it is, and I have no doubt that the issue will be raised with him when Jewish leaders meet with him, when government leaders meet with him. So he's been brought out. This is a government-to-government visit. He was due to come out some years ago, and when Malcolm Turnbull was still Prime Minister of this country, and just a few weeks before, he sort of did a left turn or right turn, or whatever it is, and went off to Russia to meet President Putin instead, which left a lot of the officials in this country not very impressed, I might add, because obviously a lot of work had gone into planning it. Nevertheless, and the good thing is, you know, you don't take your friends for granted. He is coming out in about 10 days' time. He'll be here. And it coincides with, we call it the UIA. I know in South Africa it's called the IUA. It coincides with the UIA campaign. So he will be the keynote speaker at the UIA campaign and will be speaking at a lot of other functions as well. Australia's Royal Chamber of Commerce, Magenta Vedadom, and various places. So it's very important in terms of Australia-Israel relations. And going back to the first point we discussed, there's no doubt that the Malka Life issue will be raised with him on his visit, as it should be. Bibi was here just a couple of years ago, it was raised by Malcolm Turnbull, who was then Prime Minister.
The amazing thing about the story is that Australia has been one of Israel's strongest allies throughout many, many difficult times. And this just sends such a terrible, terrible message to a very dear friend and a very supportive friend of the country. So I'm continually surprised at how poorly this is being handled. Finally, political party adopts a policy to ban the display of the swastika.
So this is the state of Victoria, which is where Melbourne is located. It has a Labor government. So the opposition is the Liberal government, which is same as Conservative. And this has come about because just very recently, and we reported this, a German couple just outside Melbourne had a giant swastika flag flying from a flagpole, you know, go figure, outside their house. And media hammered them on it, et cetera, et cetera. And so the issue has picked up quite a bit of momentum. And so now, just a couple of days ago, the Liberal Party in state of Victoria has actually adopted a policy that it will, if it gets into power, when it next gets into power, it will ban all public displays of Nazi swastika symbols, and it will bring about legislation to make this law if and when it next gets into power. So there has been quite a bit of discussion in mainstream media as well as the Jewish media on this issue. And I myself was asked to comment as Board of Deputies. And our response was that we absolutely would support public displays of it in terms of flaunting it. But there have to be caveats for historical purposes. And, you know, if the Sound of Music is being put on at the Opera House, for example, well, you know, it took place in Austria during World War II.
Exactly.
So there need to be some sensible exclusions, but in terms of having it, you know, promoting what the swastika is and stands for, etc., I think it's, I certainly would support it. Support banning it, obviously.
Right. It makes perfect sense to me. Time is 6:25, about to go 6:26. That is Vic Aladev. He is the chairman of the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him every Tuesday at this time, and where we get the latest from Australia.